just assume that everything that happens, including your irritation and aggravation, is about enlightenment. And it is, by the way. Your irritability, because you're no longer going to falsely tolerate things you find intolerable. You assume that everything that happens, taking the wrong turn on the road, it's not just fate, it's not this group of angels making you do that, it's not because you're a bad person, you just assume, awesomely assume, that everything that's happening, every iota of energy, every ray of energy, whether from the earth or whether from cosmic or crystal, is about your enlightenment. And a funny thing happens, then it is. If you start throwing buts in there, but I'm not sure. Just think of these plates. I just demonstrated covering up. They take energy. They make that core I-amness invisible. They overshadow it. You just assume everything. It's magic in a way. It's magic. Some would argue, but they do argue, they say, well, you're just deceiving yourself. I would argue that the other form, all the doubts, all the waiting, that was the true deception. I would say that just assuming is being real with yourself, trusting yourself, allowing yourself, recreating yourself. Imagine at the end of this shout, imagine the lights come up, get up, use the toilet. You assume that using the toilet's about enlightenment. Every little thing. You assume that whatever happens tonight is about enlightenment. Tomorrow, you wake up in the morning. You take a deep breath. Say, today, everything is about my enlightenment. It's all about me. It's all about my enlightenment. I'm just going to assume it. I'm not going to assume some little deviant factor can slip in. I'm not going to assume that some dark energies from the past are going to slip their way into my life. I'm not going to assume 80% the things that happen to me are about enlightenment. I'm going to assume everything. There are no buts in this assuming. It's only the buts that make an ass out of you, but not me. Assuming, it's actually kind of playful. It's actually kind of fun. In assuming, suddenly your body starts to align. What has been these aches and pains? Oh, gosh, they've been tough lately. Suddenly, in assuming that everything is about enlightenment, these very same energies that are working in your body suddenly aren't painful. Not because you've done a healing, not because you've gotten rid of them, but because you're assuming that they're there in service to you, not working against you. They're only painful when you think they're working against you, when you think you're doing something wrong, when you think that there's something inferior about you. So you assume blindly, naively, innocently, unabashed, no buts. You assume that every choice you're making, whether it's what to watch on television whether it's what to wear, that every choice that you make is about your enlightenment. And suddenly, oddly, magically, you are making enlightened choices. You're not making choices from a place of doubt or worry or consternation or fear or what will others think. Suddenly, every choice is enlightened. No matter how simple it could be, whether to have fruit juice or water. Suddenly, with that assumption of enlightenment, it is an enlightened choice. And suddenly, whatever it is that you chose suddenly becomes an enlightened drink. It's like magic. And that assumption of enlightenment, everything then becomes about enlightenment. If you decide to drink the fruit juice instead of the water, it becomes enlightened fruit juice. This thing that you call reality, not really. Reality is what you choose. That's it. You can assume enlightenment, then your reality will be enlightenment. You assume you are a master, and everything will respond to you as a master. Kind of what you, what many others do, most others, actually everyone does, is they assume they're doing something wrong. Even if they're just assuming 5% is wrong, they're going to get some wrong energy. Oddly enough, the focus goes on the 5% rather than the 95. So it actually becomes a lot more than 5%. It becomes a way of living. You assume that there's something wrong. You assume that somebody's out to get you. You assume that things are going to go bad. Well, then they do. It's not a mind thing. It's not thought. It's choice, what you choose. Let's take a deep breath and let's go deep now with music into assuming. Yes, you can blindly assume that you're a master. The energy doesn't care. Energy will serve you. Energies will align to whatever you're choosing. Choose lack. Believe in lack, and it gets there. Believe in conspiracies and all this others, then it will be there. Assume that everything's about enlightenment, and it becomes so. I'm really feeling now as beautiful music of Johann plays. Life, day-to-day life of just assuming enlightenment. Feel how the energies in your day-to-day life change. Imagine yourself going through your daily routine, waking up in the morning, doing what you do. Don't try to change the routine. Try to change the underlying assumption. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself now, beginning tomorrow morning. With that assumption, everything is about my enlightenment, as it should be, damn it. Assuming that all the energies are there serving you. Assuming, actually, you don't need to do much. Because the energies, they come your way. So, here we go, into assuming. You're the master. You've chosen embodied enlightenment. You've come to this point on your journey of experiences. You've come to this point where there's a pedestal, a marker. You look at it and it says, the master assumes. The master assumes. You think to yourself, wow, that means I've gotten to this point where I actually go beyond thinking, I just assume. I go beyond planning. I just assume. I go beyond doubts. Because they weren't a lot of fun. I just assume. I step into a magical type of reality now. I'm just assuming. You could call it something else if you want. Knowingness. Trust. But I like the word assuming. I'm just going to assume. Everything is going to serve me now. Feel into your day, into your activities. Oh, now what's going to happen here? You're going to see some faces. Faces of people you know. Faces that you don't necessarily recognize. They're going to challenge this assumption, but what do? You just take a deep breath, smile, just go on assuming. You just go on assuming that everything is for your enlightenment, because actually it is. Listen to me quite so much. You can drift off to sleep a little bit. Rob's kind of a nice, graceful shift. But let's assume this isn't just a regular Rob. Let's assume you came here today for a huge shift. That's been a tough 6 months, taking its toll. A lot of doubt sneaking in. A lot of good things happening, but it's been tough. So let's just assume that this is a super Mirab. Let's assume it's double super Mirab. Shift beyond shifts. Let's assume that something amazing is happening in the room right now. Absolutely amazing. Going beyond your doubts, even your resistance, because I can feel your resistance. Part of you saying, well, I'm not, no, let's just assume. Now we're going to dive really deep. And we're going to assume a big shift is happening. And a funny thing is, then it happens. Oh, your mind is going to be squawking away at you. Shut up. Your mind is going to be doing all of its buts. We're going to take a deep breath, and we're just going to assume that in this mihrab, the energies come in for you. They come your way. Your way. All the energies come your way. So, we take a deep breath. We go into Super Mihrab the first time anywhere in the universe. Super Mihrab's been done. And we assume huge shifts, huge releases. So let's take a deep breath as Yoham takes us to this next level. Thank you. send out certain energy probes. You're used to doing this, that are saying, so what just happened? Did anything happen? So you take a deep breath. You go back to assuming, well, yes, it did. Yes, it did. Why? Well, because I chose it. It's that simple. The energy probes go out there and say, but do I feel different? Do I look less tired? Am I smarter? You know exactly what to tell the mind at that point. You just take a deep breath and you assume that something happened. You assume that this is actually probably the best mirab we've ever done. I had the biggest level of shift and change with the least amount of resistance. In other words, it just happened. You assume it. The energies, which are always in service to you, they go along with it. They realign themselves. And then it becomes reality. Damn, that was the biggest energy shift, consciousness shift I've ever seen any group ever go through. That easy. You see, the masters, the true masters, they understand how simple it is. They understand that, well, it started with this thing that Tobias talked about many years ago, acceptance. I talked then about allowing. Now we've got, you assume. If you're accepting, you're allowing, you just assume. Everything's about your enlightenment. Let's take a deep breath. Really letting this beautiful mirab, letting it soak in. Letting it do its final little shifting. See, when you assume that it's about enlightenment, those physical issues you walked in here with, those emotional issues, relationship issues, all the other stuff, suddenly, all those energies shift and realign. Suddenly, they're really not problems anymore. They either go away or they serve you sweetly in your enlightenment. Let's just let all this soak in for a little bit. After a super mirab, you just have to kind of relax for a bit. Take a good deep breath. Ah, assuming's a lot more fun than doubting. Days where you're so tired, so worn out, but you have to put on that pseudo armor, get ready for another day of battling. Not anymore. You just assume every battle is done. Assume everything is here to serve you. You assume that you're allowing that I am full presence of yourself into your life. And then it becomes so. It becomes so. You assume that this is the lifetime of embodied enlightenment, that you are a master, and it becomes so. All of the energies then align to serve you. And what you're choosing and in your assumption, it's that simple. Anything else is just cover-ups, doubts, buts, procrastinations and delays. Take a deep breath. Assume embodied enlightenment. Take a deep breath. You assume your sovereignty. Why? Well, because you've chosen it. It's what you desire. It's your passion. Then you take a good deep breath. Realize we actually did make a huge shift here today. And then you take a good deep breath and you assume that all is well in all of creation. And then it is. With that, my dear friends, I love you dearly. See you in our next gathering. I am Adamus, in service to you. Thank you.